This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Let's go! Let's go! Yeah!
You're listening to the best of the Patriots.
Oh, yeah!
A weekly mix of WEEI's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Day two, Diggs drama, Keith.
Of course I'm ready for day two, Diggs drama. See, I got a haircut?
Well,
that's when you know I mean business.
Okay, well, you're
back to school, Keith.
Sick breath,
that's
bro.
Right. You already got your haircut.
Yep.
I got, as the Twitch chat said, I got my party shirt on.
You do have a party shirt on.
So me, we're ready, Greg.
Look at us.
Is there anything better than a couple dads?
We're
smack dab in the middle of family life and family activities.
Yeah, can't pin me down.
Being unleashed for one night on Newport, Rhode Island.
Look out,
one of
Newport.
One of them's got a haircut.
That's me.
Just conveniently before they head to Newport.
Yeah, I did that. I did that last week. Yeah, I got in front of that.
And the other one looks like he's, you know, captaining some sort of a yacht or something.
He does. He's like ready for a yacht.
So I was managing at a True Value earlier.
Okay.
That is what, the look I was going for.
You two are
going
to be shot out of a cannon this evening.
Can't wait.
Now, there might be diminishing returns tomorrow at 10.
That's fine.
I can't promise anything.
Tune in to find out.
Live in the moment.
It's fine.
Look, an homage to Stephon Diggs.
The guy is drunk.
We're living in the moment as well.
Is there pink cocaine at these things?
There might be.
Okay.
Look, I've never been to one. We're about to find out.
I know.
Yeah.
Wiggy thinks it was Fun Dip that he was handing out to the ladies, but that's okay.
I don't believe so.
Have you chosen your drink of choice? Like, do you go into an evening like tonight knowing what you're going to consume? The white or the brown? Are we going with the white liquor?
I mix them. I mix them all together.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know. Is there like a bar specialty?
I have two hands.
I'm not picky. I'm really not picky.
Yeah.
So, I'll see what everybody else is having. I'll take a look at the menu, see what's on tap.
They're doing a drink special tonight called the Cocoa Bomb.
So misses every time.
So I will have a cocoa bomb in solidarity. Okay. Yeah. with
nice.
Cocoa.
Yeah, I think
we'll have one together. Yeah. Although she sounds like she has something.
I think she's. She's got
sinus infection. Oh,
it's long COVID.
She has long COVID.
Yes.
Got what Porzingis had.
She does. She's got whatever the hell Porzingis has.
Yeah. What do you
say? But that's fine.
You think she was already laying the groundwork? Is that what?
She'll be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We can toast. I wouldn't recommend sharing a glass with her because that sounds like you're gonna get something. But no, I'd be happy to have a cocoa bomb.
I think you guys are gonna have a lot of fun.
I think so.
We were talking about hazing you.
Okay.
And that you ought to get up at the same time we have to get up on Friday morning.
No.
Oh, we just start the show at 6?
Because this is what we were saying earlier, is that the whole time we're out together, we know we have 4-hour cushion.
Yeah.
So whatever you're doing, we're like, we're good.
That's not fair.
Well,
that's not right.
We'll just stay out later.
Yeah. You'll be shocked.
Stay out later.
Wiggy,
do you want to do the midday show on Friday?
Yeah, I'd rather. Yeah. I'd rather do that.
Okay.
Wiggy stays out for the pregame. He'll stay out till 1:30 a.m. Doesn't care.
Unreal.
Wow.
Does not care.
Let me tell you.
What time will you?
Wiggy, you want to hang out at the Hojo pool? We'll be partying
later. You bringing your trunks?
Oh, I brought trunks.
Oh, bring trunks.
I brought trunks, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, party trunks.
The after party at the Hojo's. Me and Jones in the pool.
I already checked. There's a
hot racing guy.
You guys are throwing an after hours at the Howard Johnson?
At the Hojo's, yeah.
Oh, very
nice. We'll be there.
Okay. Yeah, Middletown. That's right. It's almost Newport.
Stone's throw.
Yeah, we're right there.
I'm so excited you guys are coming, and maybe we'll make this, if it works, we'll make it a tradition. You come to one road show every year.
I love it.
And can't wait. Yeah. So.
And if not, then we just talk about that time that Jones and Keith came and ruined everything. Yeah, that'll be good too.
And you're on for dinner.
Yeah, I'm in.
I have
obligations picking up a couple of girls here.
Well, what's that all about?
No, well, that's the night.
This is
young girls. Yeah. Even younger than Belichick's girl.
Does the missus not have a car?
She does. Also has a full-time job, so she's preoccupied. So I'll get down there when I get down there.
We don't have to worry about that in the Jones household. Yeah, I'm like cat about.
But I'll be ready for, I should be good to go 7:30 for the old meet and greet.
All right, well, we'll see you fellas tonight.
All right, thank you very much, Greg.
Okay, I'm going to rage.
That's, looking forward to it.
As Ken said, it's going to be banging tonight. So get ready for that. That'll be.
As Steph Diggs said, don't take all of it. Don't take all of it. That's the
save some for me.
That's the message.
As Steph Diggs,
be safe out there.
Famously said. Yep. So that's at the Landing tonight. A little meet and greet. We're going to be at the Lobster Bar tomorrow, Bowen's Wharf in Newport. So we'll see you all there. Hopefully, Tim Welsh going to join us tomorrow.
Yes. Excellent.
Former head coach, Providence College.
Yeah, I was going to say, Rhode Island's guy.
I was going to say Rhode Island's own. I knew that wasn't right. Rhode Island's guy.
Rhode Island's guy.
That's how we're going to
coach Ryan Gomes. He beat Jim Calhoun's UConn Huskies, which caused him to have one of the all-time great meltdowns.
We're in the Rhode Island spirit.
Yeah.
Is what we're going to be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jones and Keefe here today. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat. It is an active chat today. Yep. twitch.tv/BostonWEE. I always very healthy chat there. And watch on YouTube. You can chat there as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. Now, if you're watching on Twitch, in solidarity with my guy, Steph Diggs, I'm rocking my my pink shirt today.
Yeah, it looks like you were fresh off of that same yacht.
Based on his little baggie that he had there yesterday, he's already off to a bad start, fair to say?
Yeah. I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world,
but the fact
that it's even a deal, the fact that it's even being the first question asked of Vrabel, the fact that he's not there, and that just leads to more questions. Like, was it planned for him not to be there? You know, was this a surprise at all to Vrabel? Or, like, what was that conversation like with Vrabel? I feel like even if you think it's the least issue, it's at a minimum an eye roll and on the list of things Vrabel has to concern himself with. I can't tell you it's a good start.
Thank you. Yeah. Let me
circle back to that.
Let's make it binary.
Yeah.
He's off to a good start or a bad start. It's a bad start. Now, we might be making a mountain out of a molehill, as we were accused of yesterday. It might just be a blip on the radar, as you said. It'll be if Diggs is back and catching 85 balls this year and 1,000 yards whenever he comes back, no one's going to care about that. I acknowledge all of it. But right now, in real time, the guy wasn't present yesterday.
Right.
This is a headache for the team. It's a bad start. If we can all just start there and work our way out, I think we can all, or should all, be able to agree on that. I thought Phil Perry summarized this pretty well. He did the Pats Talk podcast with Tommy Curran. We'll pull a couple of things from that yesterday. They did a good job breaking down Patriots OTAs. I thought Phil kind of nailed the commentary on Vrabel and how he discussed Steph Diggs to start the OTA yesterday.
I think the messaging for Vrabel, both to his team privately and with us, is important. Because if you are trying to establish a culture here and you're going to rid the building of entitlement, Right? That was his line during his opening press conference. It doesn't mean that anytime somebody does something off the field you don't like, that you've got to release them. But you do have to make some kind of statement to let everybody know what the standard is and what it is you're looking for and not looking for, what's acceptable and not acceptable.
Okay, so Vrabel laid that groundwork yesterday. Is this his first test? Is it fair to say this is his first test? It's an early test for Vrabel.
Yeah, I think so when it comes to that stuff. I mean, all the other kind of conversations that we had around Vrabel were more, is it his final say in the draft? Who has roster control? It was all kind of that stuff, which I'm sure they already knew the answer to. It's sort of, we were kind of speculating from the outside. Then you have the draft, then you have free agency, where he seems like he did a good job in that, meaning like most of the guys that signed were like, Mike Vrabel. Like they pointed to him. So, you know, it's still early on, very early on in his tenure. I mean, it's still May. So any kind of like real roster questions, I mean, Joe Milton maybe was like a why'd you guys trade him kind of thing, but that also wasn't really the biggest deal, but maybe that was a conversation that you're like, that seems kind of strange, like why'd you do that, and he had an answer for that. But no, this would be something, because this gets into the territory of like, does this lead to discipline, like, and if not, why? If so, why? Like, there's more questions now that come out of this.
I heard Brewer last night on TV, like, the video has picked up enough steam where the league is going to look into it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think anything's going to come from it. I mean, you can't prove even what was in the bag, never mind that he was taking any, like, I don't think anything is going to come from it, and I don't think Brewer characterized it that way either, but the league's going to look into it. And Phil and Tom even talked about this on the Pats Talk podcast. Like, I don't know if it's going to rise to a disciplinary level, but that is a potential outcome of this. I don't think he's going to get released or anything like that. They do have a lot of protections in the contract from Steph Diggs, mostly revolving around his knee. We talked about this, I think, the day we were at the CASC for the Red Sox home opener. We talked about Florio and the details on that contract. And earlier we had talked about how they really oversold what the deal was. It wasn't for as much money as was initially reported, which is the case with a lot of these contracts. But they're fully protected for his knee.
Yeah.
Does it make him look like no guaranteed money if he has a setback with his knee? Do they look for ways to get out of it?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't rule that out, but I'd still assume Diggs is on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I assume this is a blip on the radar, but it's something that they got to deal with now. And I think Vrabel did, if this is his first test, pass it.
Yeah, he was,
because
he handled it pretty well.
You have to make sure that you send the message to everybody else on the team that this isn't what we're looking for. And, yep, I've had a conversation with Steph, and we got to make good choices off the field. And he didn't rip him. He didn't, you know, go out and say, we're going to cut the guy.
But you know how he feels.
But he made it clear how he feels, and decisions like this aren't going to be satisfactory. And if nothing else,
yeah,
Diggs is now on notice.
Well, and I think just as a fan, too, you appreciate the head coach answering this question. Because, like, it's not the biggest deal in the world. Like, Belichick would have been, he would have snorted into the microphone,
yep,
and said, we'll talk about the players who are here. He would have been asked if he was here, and he would have just been, like, staring at you. And we got nothing. And then yesterday we had a few texters point out, like, Mayo would have been just a blubbering mess during this whole thing. Vrabel's in the middle, and I don't think it's...
Vrabel, he did have a little Mayo moment
did,
at the
he
end.
He did, you know, but...
He's like, is he here today? He's like, you're going to see.
You'll find out. Well,
no, he's not.
Yeah, because he's like...
It was a little Mayo moment.
I think he did kind of catch himself like, well, what's the difference of me saying it right now or you guys finding out in 5 minutes?
I mean, I agree with that.
No, I know, but with something Belichick would never do.
Right.
Belichick would just wait for you. He'd want it to be awkward. He wouldn't want to give you any favors.
The Mayo element is just, he was playing it one way and then he just couldn't help himself and broke. Yeah. So I don't think that was...
You guys will find out in a minute, but no.
Honestly, I kind of feel like he was trying to make a joke.
Yeah, maybe.
By a minute, I mean 1 second.
Mayo tried to make a lot of jokes,
yeah,
and they didn't go very well.
Well, another thing,
yeah,
and I don't,
this one.
Yeah,
I don't know how many people care about like team captains, but they did just get rid of all of their team captains. I think only Peppers is back, and even Peppers himself found himself in a situation last year, so I don't think there's any guarantee that he's a captain. Steph Diggs was a captain every team he was with. Now, I think his last...
He was a captain last year in Houston.
Houston named him a captain. Hmm. His final 3 years in Buffalo, and I think his final 2 years in Minnesota. So he's always been a team captain. And I just wonder, like, is this one of those things where they brought in a lot of veteran guys? There's an opportunity for a lot of new wave leadership. And I wonder if, like, right off the rip, if Vrabel's like, I thought maybe this would be a guy I could kind of rely on to be a leader of this young group. I mean, you look at that receiver room in particular, let alone the whole offense. That receiver room is very young.
I'm not telling you have a captain in the receiver room, but I'm saying I'd probably hold off on
him.
That.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I don't know. I know that Diggs wore out his welcome a lot of places. You know, feuding with coaches, feuding with quarterbacks, demanding the football, being a problem in the room. We had a video on this yesterday that has been co-opted by Bills Mafia, Keith.
Son of a gun.
And it's just Bills Mafia just having a great time. We tried to warn you about
Steph victory laps Diggs. About Diggs, which makes no sense.
No, it's like, remember all the Super Bowls they've won without Steph Diggs?
It'd be zero Super Bowls.
I mean, maybe win something without Diggs, yeah. Then take your victory lap.
Yeah.
But Bills Mafia co-opted this video yesterday, and it's just, it's an example of Diggs wearing out his welcome somewhere, which he's done everywhere. I maintain Houston as well. I've maintained that from day one. If Houston liked him so much, they could have brought him back. They had nobody in the receiver room. They drafted two new receivers. They traded for Christian Kirk. If they wanted him back, they easily could have brought him back. They did not. So people can tell me it went well in Houston. I don't buy that. I know it went poorly at the end in Buffalo. I know it went poorly at the end in Minnesota. How much of him wearing out his welcome do you think had to do with stuff like this? Boats, Cardi B, substances, chicks on the boat, like stuff like that. I don't remember any of this.
I was
going
to say, I think he's done a pretty good job of keeping that stuff quiet. So, I think the stuff we kind of point to is more on field, right?
So then this also, in its own way, is scary. What if this is a new...
Oh, this is the start of something?
Well, just, he's now dating Cardi B. He's going to the Met Gala, and he's just a little more checked out at this stage in his career than he was even 5 or 6 years ago.
It's possible. I think he still has a lot to prove, and I think he knew... You know, even at the press conference he was at, he mentioned that there were a lot of teams interested, but, like, nobody else made him an offer. So, like, he knows deep down that the league thinks he's kind of done. And so I think he's pretty motivated. Remember, he knew all his numbers. He knew what he was on pace for. Yeah. He knew everything. So I think he has a lot to prove in that sense, that I think even if he's, you know, now going to the Met Gala and, you know, going to, you know, hanging around with Cardi B, I think he's still super motivated to be good. I think this is what you sign up for, though, with a lot of wide receivers. Like, a lot of really good wide receivers have all kinds of wild stuff.
Sure.
Like Tyreek Hill. Would you take Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that guy's got more issues off the field than anybody.
Not even comparable to Steph Diggs and how bad of a guy he is, but he's also healthy, and not that he had his best year last year, but he was more productive than Diggs a year ago. So, no, with Steph Diggs, you wonder already if he was worth the headache, and now you have this going on, and I do question his commitment level. He wasn't here yesterday. So a guy who's really committed is at OTAs, and he's working out with the team training staff, and he's not partying it up on a boat. So that doesn't mean he's not committed, but I do wonder about it because the optics were rough yesterday. So Diggs is off to a bad start. Can we all agree on that?
3:30 on a Thursday, that means one thing. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Tommy Curran is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. I'm going to start asking every first question with a reference to poop. Tom Curran, do you give a poop about this whole Stephon Diggs situation?
I do. I guess I do.
Oh, boy.
I just think that he and Cardi B have it's a terrific relationship. It's a love story for our times. And to me, I hate to see that thing go up in a puff of smoke, as it were. No, I care about it in the context of we have to do a little bit of admonishing of ourselves here, because we, early on in the offseason, were told by folks around the team and organization that the Patriots were going to be very rigorous in who they brought in. No dinks, no pains in the ass. Then after they didn't get Chris Godwin, the bar dropped a little bit. And I think that as a group, or at least let's just speak for me, I got my mind around the fact that, okay, well, yeah, you do have to field a football team here and you want to win. That's the goal of what you're going to do. And Mike Vrabel said himself in the pre-draft press conference that you can't have a team full of Boy Scouts simply because you do have to have, with 53 guys, some differing kinds of people. And I started to look and say, you know, I keep hearing how good Stephon Diggs will be as an influence on the players in the locker room because he's such a hard worker and he will bitch guys out if they're not playing well. And you eventually get to the point where you've embraced the idea of Stephon Diggs, who over the course of time has been kind of a pain in the ass in the NFL. So how will Vrabel work with this in the context of that? How will he talk about the sense of entitlement? Does a player like Stephon Diggs feel entitled not just to – everybody's entitled to go out on a Saturday. Does he feel entitled to say, it's none of your business, Mike, or what's the big deal, Mike, or sorry, it was on video, as if, you know, that's, if the video wasn't there, that would have been a great idea. Or does he say, look, that's a real big mistake, and if you want to tell me that that's my first and last strike, that's fine. I won't do it again. To me, that's what I want to see play out. That's what I'm very curious. If you put together, Ted Johnson, a case study and said to your prospective NFL head coach, here's your situation, and you laid everything out exactly as it is, the kind of player he's been, the kind of player he is, the situation your team's in, what you're trying to put out there, you could not come up with a more challenging situation, I think, in nuance than this one.
It's such a good point, Tom, and I do think this is kind of a big issue for Mike to have to navigate. And just listening to you and Phil and Girardi last night on Early Edition, it was a great discussion that you guys had last night about this topic. And you pondered rightfully, like, you know, how does Steph Diggs explain this to Mike? You know, does he just own it, or does he kind of, you know, try and weasel his way around it? But there's a lot of, how does Mike dole out, you know, kind of the punishment for this? You pondered that. But let me just ask you this. Do you think Mike told him to stay away from OTAs, or do you think Mike was not happy with him not showing up for OTAs considering what had happened?
That's a great question. That would be full-on speculation by me. And honestly, I would guess that he probably took it off. But that's total guess on my part. I think that Vrabel probably would have welcomed him there. I think that's a total guess, because everything I've seen about Mike and everything you know about Mike and myself and all of us is that he would rather deal with something head on, face to face, in person. If he's going to bitch out, he'd rather do that in person. I don't think that he's big on, wow, Stephon Diggs is at the field, it's a distraction, we can't get our work done, the way it was with Matthew Judon. It doesn't even come close to rising to that level. So was last year with Gerard. So I think that so that would be my thought. Mike would probably prefer to have him here to hash things out, but that's an outright and total guess, and maybe I'll try and figure that out.
Whatever goes on with the receivers almost doesn't matter, though, to a certain degree, Tom, if the quarterback is having issues getting him the ball. And obviously, Drake May didn't have the kind of day that he had last week, 4 of 8 on the picks with the 8 passes. How has he looked in round 2 of the OTAs to you?
He's been uneven. His throwing has been uneven, Fitzy. The misses are not, it's a near miss, just broken up by someone. It's not as if he is, you know, vintage Tom Brady, 3 steps, balls out on time to somebody, and that guy's moving even if it's a shorter throw. There's a lot of processing I think he's doing. There's a lot of heat coming, as Rabel pointed out yesterday. Every single snap is 3rd and 10, and the defense knows that because we're not going to run the ball in an OTA. So there is some buzzing the tower that goes on before he throws the ball, and he moves around. But he is having some wild misses. They're not near misses. They're related to movement. He'll roll a little bit and throw from that kind of like a shortstop swinging at the first kind of platform, which is not ideal for perfect accuracy, but he does have accuracy with it. We've seen him make those throws, but there just seems to be a lot of them. So I don't think it's a concern. Excuse me. I don't think it's a worry. It's certainly a concern if there's a regression to having sloppy mechanics, because Alex Van Pelt spent an inordinate amount of time on those last year.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here with us on WEEI Afternoon. So we talked about Steph Diggs, but there's some other receivers that aren't off to a great spring and summer here. It seemed like Vrabel alluded to the fact that Kayshon Boutte might have been out of shape to start the spring yesterday. Then Javon Baker had a little incident where he was kind of celebrating, and Polk and Baker were in this video that I saw making the rounds in drills, just balls bouncing off their hands. How much is the rest of the wide receiver crew a concern right now?
I'll start with the one positive. Polk has not gotten on the field in team drills, but he looks to me like he did last year. Really friggin' good. I mean, he's fast. He's explosive. He's running extremely hard. He had a shoulder injury, so that's still being maintained. But I like the way Polk looks, and I like the way Polk looked last year. The bopping off the head, I wonder if that was Josh Dobbs related. I don't know. He has looked good to me otherwise. Baker was a fascinating situation yesterday. It was a throw from Woodbridge, the third string quarterback downfield that Baker kind of pushed off on, came up with the catch, ran downfield all the way to the end zone as you would want. He wasn't necessarily celebrating as much as he just scored and the offense was 60 yards away. So he didn't look to run back to the huddle for the next rep. He kind of just veered off on his own. Maybe they would have, for time's sake, just said, okay, you can get off. We'll run somebody else out there. But I think him making the decision on his own when no one had told him take the next play off was something that Mike didn't love, and he made that point very clear. What was interesting, though, was after the practice, as we were huddling up to talk to players, and Vrabel had made a very loud and public issue of Baker turning off, Vrabel and Baker were walking off shoulder to shoulder, and you could tell that they were talking about that situation and why he wasn't looking for that type of thing. So it's not like that happened and Javon Baker is now persona non grata. He's trying to get these guys to understand the level of expectation, which is the same thing we were talking about last week when Drake May aborted a play and threw it in the ground, and it was made clear to him that that's not something that they're going to do. Finish the play. Don't just say, okay, this isn't working. So it's all very interesting because I think we all think Mike's a very good hire, and he's being presented with a number of interesting things that he has to negotiate that we could almost predict would happen as you come in with a bad team that's won 8 games in the last 2 seasons combined. All these things are rising up, and they predictably were going to.
Yeah, it you know, the way Mike handled that, Javon Baker, the way you describe it, it sounds very Parcellian to me. You know, break you down and then build you back up when no one's looking. But last question for me, Tom. Anything stand out with the rookies? I know without pads, it's hard to really judge the O-line and D-line, but Kyle Williams, Craig Woodson, and I heard Phil Perry last night just loving Efton Chisholm. So any of the rookies standing out to you, drafted or undrafted?
Kyle Williams looks good. Made a very nice over-the-shoulder catch yesterday. Again, I'm so pissed at myself because there was a catch that Tyquan Thornton, I bet Andy remembers it, Tyquan Thornton made this over-the-shoulder sliding Willie Mays catch in 2022. Jalen Mills was so impressed, he stood there, stopped, and started clapping for the kid.
Yep.
So now every time I see one of those, I go, yeah, Tyquan Thornton did one of those too. So Kyle Williams made one of those kinds of catches. It was terrific. He's very fast. He runs with the early groups. So he looks good. Craig Woodson has been out there a lot with the early groups. Duggar has been down. Milton Williams had a nice, it's just a huge presence on the inside. And you mentioned one other. Oh, you can't really see with Campbell exactly. What's the dude's name?
Efton Chisholm or Lan Larrison?
No. The defensive end from LSU.
Oh, Swenson. Braden.
Okay. I might be wrong then, because I think it was Caleb on Chase on. I don't know. Somebody was wearing 44. Yeah. And he was.
They're both from LSU. Yeah. They're both from LSU. Oh. So you're right. Yes.
That Chase on does sound like an LSU kid.
Yep.
Hey, he was buzzing the tower. I was like, who's that? Phil goes, it's Caleb on Chase on. I'm like, oh, of course it is. Tom, like he's wearing James Ahenobo's number.
Before we let you go, if we're going to do sort of the OTA minutia recap. So Terrell Williams, the defensive coordinator, still not out there, right?
Right.
So what does that look like? Is Vrabel running the defense? Who's kind of, you know, what's that look like out there on the practice field?
The defense is being run by, you know, the defensive crew. I'm so offensive focused, I can't even tell you who's calling the plays.
I appreciate your honesty.
I mean, I could pretend I know which guy is directing the defense.
No,
but
worries.
I'm watching McDaniels and Todd Downing, so I'm sorry. I should. That's an instance, Andy, where I'd go, So who's running the defense?
I hear you. I used to have a guy like that. Hey, Paul Perillo, who's running the defense?
Could it
I forgot
just also
to pay
be
attention.
Vrabel, since he's basically in the huddle and running on Vrabel, and off the field?
But
with
I don't
everybody
know.
Too?
He talked so much yesterday about not wanting to. He wants to be everywhere and talk to everybody and do different things. Mm-hmm. That I'm guessing it's not him full time.
Good thing is, it's most of the veterans, 50,
when they're doing the 11-on-11, yeah, which they're doing a fair amount of, or even 7-on-7, he's generally behind the offense or he's in with the defense. But they're actually doing substitutions and sending people off in personnel groups. So he wouldn't be calling out whatever set they were in necessarily. It's probably preordained what the sets are going to be. So he's not going to quarterback that. He's just going to oversee it and scream at people.
All right, Tom Curran, appreciate you talking to us. And learn a lesson from Stephon Diggs when you're out on your pontoon boat on the pond. Don't. No video cameras. No phones.
No phones.
Have your phone, but just have it recorded.
No recordings. That's right. Thank you.
All right. See you, Tom. See you, talk to you next week.
See you, guys.
That's Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is Jordan from Ashland. Good morning. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hold on. We didn't have you turned up. Hello?
Hello? Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can I call you Jordan? Hi, is that okay?
Sure. We'll go with that. So yesterday on the way home, I was listening to Felger and Maz, and two things that were brought up that I just wanted to get everyone's opinion on. The first was that Greg Bedard reported that even if the NFL went and drug tested Stephon Diggs today and found him to be positive for cocaine, at worst, he would get a $15,000 fine.
Okay.
And the second thing that Jim brought up was if he's looking for an out, if this comes out, he could very easily say that, you know, Cardi B is filming a new music video. Everyone on there was an actor.
Okay.
And this is just a prop.
Oh, I never
thought.
I just
wanted to get everyone's opinion.
I never thought about that.
Right. I've seen that a few places. Okay. People are already saying, what if Cardi was just filming a music video?
Yeah, you and Wiggy should use that to defend
I would not use that. I mean, I've seen a million of Cardi B's videos. I've never seen cocaine in them, so why would you need a prop?
Well, there's also no proof that he was actually doing any drugs. It's just that if
distributing
those were
is
drugs,
just
he had
bad.
Them.
It's the internet being the internet.
But is that just in general the kind of guy you want in your organization? That's all. That's the question that some people will ask.
But everybody has to take some truth serum. Like, how many folks that we cheer for every single day, multi-millionaires who are in their early 20s, early 30s, that enjoy partying? Like, come on.
Right.
I mean,
and I'm not saying do drugs. I think drugs are bad, especially coke.
But that's the issue that I have. Like, excuse me. What's wrong with the guy? What like when people say, do you want this guy in your organization? He's not a criminal. He hasn't done anything off the field. Like, he's not, you know, doing something that not just athletes, but we all do. If we all go on boats and we have a good time, and, you know, Greg, you've been on the Trilogy before, and there's been other boats. We'll be on multiple boats when we go to Lake Winnipesaukee.
Right.
So I don't get why people are like, oh, why would you not want this guy?
But let's cheer for people that are accused of domestic abuse.
Yeah, like, he's never done anything wrong.
Right.
We have a listener, speaking of boats, boats no hose. We have a listener who wants to bring us to the show tomorrow morning on his boat.
Oh, boy.
If anybody is interested.
I think I'll be there.
Okay.
I'm a big yacht guy.
Yeah, tomorrow morning we can arrive. Like Washington crossing the Delaware, Curtis.
I can't wait.
As we arrive to the Lobster Bar tomorrow morning on a boat.
And just on Diggs, I agree with Wiggy on that part. Like, I don't think they should release him. I don't think this means that he shouldn't be on the team. I don't think any of those things. It's just the timing of it for what, given the conversation yesterday, the timing sucks. And I just, Karen Grigian has a story today, Greg. She quotes the first words out of Vrabel's mouth after being introduced as the new head coach. And he said, our players will respect and they will appreciate and they will be grateful for the opportunity that they have here and the people that work in this building. We are going to earn the right to be here every day. We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to get everything that we've earned from the head coach to the position coaches all the way down to the players. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day. And I think that is what got most Patriots fans jacked up, saying, okay, there's a new sheriff in town. This isn't Gerard Mayo. This is a guy that has the feeling and the gravitas to own a room. And then just to have that on the heels of the presser yesterday, it felt like it created a problem that was self-inflicted.
Well, it was a problem because just like I see people in the Twitch, oh, you're defending him. No, I'm not crucifying him for something that I have no idea about. Everybody's crucifying and going, oh, he's on the boat. That's drugs. How do you know that? Like, I'm just defending a guy that I see that who's having a good time, like a lot of people, and people instantly take him having a good time as, look at this dude. What is he doing? He's missing OTAs. He's doing cocaine. He's with all these hoes down there shaking their asses. How do you know? Just because girls shake their asses don't mean they're hoes.
Preach.
Sorry for you that you've never been around fine women who like to dance. Yes.
Excuse me, I have.
So then it shouldn't be a big deal. Like twerking.
I've been around fine women who like to dance. Yeah.
But I could tell people who have never had because like they're like, oh, my God. Why is she shaking her ass like
people
that?
People were mad at me yesterday for saying, like, oh, look at the spank. It was a nice spank that it was like, that's his girlfriend.
Right. Oh, my God.
I think Courtney was on the boat, actually.
Daddy.
Did he ask for permission before he smacked her ass?
Right.
What is going on with you? Like, people, it's 2025. people like to have fun, and good fun, safe fun, not just because they're on a boat, they're a bad person, or they're a drug addict.
No, I understand that. I think there are people that are just concerned because it appears to be drugs. Drugs that he is taking out and talking about on a boat.
But
so,
see, it appears to be because somebody told you that.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, we like, you look at it. I saw the video and it
crossed my mind, but I wasn't going to jump to conclusions. It was one person or a few people started it online and then it spun out.
Well, when I saw it, I didn't think like, oh, he got cocaine. That was cocaine. Yeah. I mean, whoever came up with that, I guess, like I said, I never heard of Tootsie, so I had never heard of
it. I thought it was weed from jump because the baggie that it was in.
When I take drugs out on the trilogy, it's my blood pressure pills.
That's Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel yesterday before OTA practice down in Foxborough. Talking about Kayshon Booty, saying he's getting in better shape than he was earlier in the spring, and hopefully he can string plays together.
Why is he getting in better shape than the spring?
Because he wasn't in good shape.
So he knows he's paid money to be a football player, right?
Yeah. I would add him to the whole pile of receivers you have that you wonder, does he get it?
What
does
a mess.
He get it? Does he get it? And we add Diggs to that. Right?
Dude,
the only guy I got nothing to say right now, you might be right again. I'm so sick of Ted Johnson victory laps. He doesn't even know what I'm going to say. Do you even know what I'm going to say?
No, but it's...
You're just doing some weird Ted Johnson victory lap dance in your chair.
He's just intelligent, man. You gotta accept it.
It was the king. It's right. He is a surprisingly intelligent man.
That's right.
He was doing
Ted
the king taught by Steve.
I had no idea how intelligent he was.
Thank you, Jill.
But Mac Hollins right now feels like the surest of sure bets. Just because he's going to be the hard worker, he's got the relationship with Josh McDaniels from Vegas days. Everybody else, there's questions about him.
So while Tommy Kern was on the phone with us, I was going down the list of wide receivers. I have three that I think are definitely going to make the team. Three.
Okay.
Pop Douglas, Kyle Williams, and Mac Hollins.
Yeah. I think that's...
There's your... And do you guys even feel like rock solid about those three?
I mean, Pop Douglas is a guy that I think would have to really be bad to not make the team. Like, really bad. Maybe have a boat incident himself or something. Like,
he's a smart kid. I don't think he's going to have a pink sand boat.
More likely, Ted Johnson, on the impromptu version of this game, I know you love this game. More likely, Pop Douglas is cut or catches 110 passes.
it's the latter.
Thank you.
Yeah,
now I can take the little weird Ted Johnson victory lap dance.
It's the latter. I mean, I keep kind of hearing that guys that cover the team talking about really highlighting him in the offense.
Yeah,
which is a little surprising to me. I'm not as sold on Pop Douglas as others, but look, it feels as if Josh is kind of high on the kid. So that's good. They need to get that slot game going. That would be big, but. It does worry me. Kayshon Booty, who was third on the team in receptions last year, who had the highest yards per catch on the, he was the deep ball threat, and that is the one thing that Drake May, I think, throws consistently with accuracy is that deep ball down the right side, and he comes in out of shape. I'm just amazed at how they approach their job sometimes. Like, it just is amazing to me that you would come in out of shape and even want to get off on the wrong foot with a new coaching staff. That does concern me. So look, they're pushed. So it's a new guy and they're going to challenge him. And how does Mike respond? Hard coaching for Jabon Baker the other day, hard coaching on Kayshon Booty, basically calling him out.
Yep.
I like that. There's a tone, the way he kind of criticized Kayshon Booty was he didn't demean the guy, but he also kind of nicely put him on blast.
Right.
And that's, to me, that's really smart. Hopefully they get the message because that position group is off to a very bad start this year.
Bummer. What a bummer.
This year? Not just this year. This, I feel like we're back to Groundhog Day. So we're talking about the wide receiver room and the problems, the questions. Who can you count on? Can you count on anybody? And the other thing I read about, and this is a little weird, it's a little less clear in terms of putting any weight in it, stock in it, but the offensive line hasn't looked great. Drake May, we know, is super important, but the two parts of the team that most directly relate to him being able to do his job, showcase his talent,
are back in our crosshairs. It feels like 3 years in a row we've talked about wide receiver and offensive line and how that's going to, you know, make or break this
team.
The
good thing is, though, after all of our years of, you know, whining and kvetching about the offensive line, at least it seems they have made a concerted effort to address it. Veteran Morgan Moses, drafting Will Campbell, bringing in Garrett, what's his face, from Bradbury from Minnesota.
The worst center in the NFL?
In terms of pass blocking. Just that. He's actually graded 14th in run blocking.
Oh, he's middle of the road in the run and awful in the pass.
He is transitional human flesh, if you will, at this point now until Jared Wilson takes over. Yeah, but at least they're addressing it. The wide receiver room is fascinating, stymieing, infuriating in that already now we've got issues with the people highlighting the dropsies. We probably should get over that as well. Guys being out of shape, no legitimate
number one. Why are we getting over the drops?
I don't know. It's just one little thing in practice.
What are you,
it's
Pete Schrager? We'll just dismiss the drops.
All right, so they got they had a drop. We don't know if they made drops.
Hey, Stephon Diggs, no big deal. One off. There's this
it's just
a
pink
problem.
Cocaine.
There has to be some
it's just
sense
one
urgency.
Bag.
It's just well, there has like to be a sense two. Of urgency, and I think they're feeling it, you know, and there needs to be a change in attitude.
And the four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
Go ahead, Peter. We're
Thank
not
you,
gonna.
Mr. Schrager.
Not here. Nuh-uh. And Vrabel won't dismiss it either.
So, but that's what makes the Kayshon Booty case the most confounding to me, because not only do you have a new offensive coordinator, but you also have a new head coach, and you were mentioned in offseason trade rumors, even though you had a pretty good season and established perhaps the best connection with quarterback Drake May. And you're lucky that you're playing because you were known as the parlay king at LSU. And here you are showing up out of shape and being weird all over again. Like, you're right, Hart. This guy doesn't get it.
And we talked about the Diggs situation earlier, and I can get him maybe being not as motivated. He's made his money. He's on another team, whatever. Kayshon Booty, your career is on the line here. Here and everywhere, maybe. Not just in New England, but maybe your entire NFL career. He had every reason to come into camp, best shape of his life. You know, one of those cliches. I used to write those stories, Patriots.com. So-and-so's in the best shape of his life, looking to win a roster spot.
Part
blah,
of the
blah,
problem,
blah.
Hart.
Now they can't write those because the guys that are supposed to be in the best shape are not in the best shape. They're dropping passes, and the coach is like, yeah, he's getting in shape. You're not supposed to get in shape. Aren't you supposed to be in shape when you arrive?
That's who you're supposed to.
This isn't the old days. I know Gino Capoletti used to say, like, oh, training camp started at UMass, we would get
you
in
never,
shape.
You know what? You never get out of a shape. You're a professional athlete. You know the fable, the toad and the scorpion? You know that fable? You know?
No, but you're going to tell me. Of course.
Well, it's just basically the scorpion comes by and he's got to cross the river, but he needs a ride over. So he asks the toad for a ride. The toad says, oh, yeah, okay, I'll give you a scorpion, a ride across the river. And as long as you don't kill me, no, I won't kill you. You know, okay. So he gives him a ride under the stop and he gets to the other side. Beep.
Yep.
Stabs him. Kills him. Why'd you do that? It's just my nature. The point is, Kayshon Booty is a sixth-round draft pick who was supposed to be in the second or third round, but because of issues at LSU, he dropped to the sixth. It's his nature. It's not. If you really look at his history, it's not all that surprising that he would show up out of shape.
Absolutely. And at a school, LSU, that produces elite NFL wide receivers. That is like an NFL wide receiver factory.
Ohio State and LSU are the two wide receivers.
He was in that pipeline. What do you have? 300 and something yards as a freshman in a game. And like he was supposed to be in that group. And I think you're probably right. Like the scorpion, there are certain aspects of his makeup, mentality, work ethic have hindered him. What's more concerning right now? So the early reports. If we were to rank the early reports of concern, it's funny, they're all on offense. It's Drake May, not very good, either throwing interceptions or balls that no one can catch because they're not near anybody.
It's
wide receivers dropping balls, wide receivers maybe doing stuff on boats they shouldn't be doing,
O-line.
Or the offensive line getting smoked by the D-line.
I think it's Drake May at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds, you know, like he'll figure it out, but, I mean, as far as order is importance, he's 1, 2, and 3. That's the guy.
Also,
so that's more concerning to me.
Also, for me, Fitzy, my expectations are higher and my faith is more reasoned, I guess. Like, if Stephon Diggs doesn't work, you might be surprised because you wanted it to work. But there are reasons in his history that would say it wasn't going to work. The injury, questionable relationships with quarterbacks, whatever.
I'd start with the injury and his age.
But Drake May was the third pick in the draft, who Ted's friend, Benjamin Solak, whatever the hell his name is,
yep,
says is every bit as good as Jaden Daniels and we should be as excited. Are there any reports out of Washington about Jaden Daniels throwing four picks and eight passes? Dan Ball, can you Google that on the Commanders' notes out of practice?
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Jaden Daniels' regression is trending right now on X.
Are there reports of him not being able to hit the broadside of a barn when he throws passes, like Tom Curran's reporting? I'm loosely paraphrasing. Don't get mad, Tom.
What about the screen passes to Travion Henderson and the bombs to Pop Douglas and Kyle Williams?
Excuse me. I believe in the first practice he threw interceptions on swing passes to running backs. Something that I don't know that I've ever seen, and unfortunately we weren't there to see it. Ted and I were both talking how does that work?
Yeah, two interceptions of Travion Henderson. That's interesting. That's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, that's really hard to do. So the expect, yes, Dan Ball.
Reporting live from Commanders OTAs, apparently Jaden Daniels has been taking the next step, but he also showed up, quote, a little bit thicker. So do with that what you will.
No, that's a good thing, because the one knock on Jaden Daniels was he's too skinny, that he's going to get hurt. He takes hits and he's going to get hurt. Now, it never
Fair, he's going into his second year in the Cliff Kingsbury offense, so he is not learning a new system like Drake May is.
Seemed to do pretty good adapting to what is supposed to be a passer-friendly system last year. He did. With inferior talent, or so I was told.
No, I would not say that.
Well, I mean, he had Terry McLaurin, and it wasn't like
Zach Ertz.
Yes, okay, Zach Ertz.
Brian Robinson. Well.
Better offensive line than
the
Patriots
had. The ghost of Austin Eckler.
Yeah. Okay. Everything he had was either significantly better or marginally better. But that leads me back to, I am very much, so you and I had our famous argument, went viral everywhere, about expectations, overrated Patriots, the whole thing. Oh, it did. It was big. Germany, you should have seen how many languages it was translated into. It was like the Super Bowl and the Olympics all wrapped up into one. But part of that was questions in my head about various. I'm fine actually with the offensive line, because you know me, I have faith in Will Campbell. I think the pads will go on. I think we'll read less about.
You're going to sign him one of these days?
I think Keon White's a little bit of a try-hard gym hero also, by the way. I think he's the type of guy that will take advantage of, it's third and 10 in OTAs and I'm just going to go. When I don't know, when it's actually third and 6 and I don't know what's coming, could they run at me? Could they screen me? Could they... Right? I mean, is that fair, Ted?
Probably fair. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Try hard gym.
I just like how you're making excuses for Will Campbell already, though.
Stiz, save
it's on
that.
Brand.
Keon White, try hard gym hero.
But I am two OTAs in. I'm a little bit worried about the whole receiving situation. So our buddy we'll talk to, I think, tomorrow, Mike Giardi.
Yep.
He said, you know who has looked the best in the passing game? Not a surprise. Hunter Henry. If you go another year where Hunter Henry is your best target, your best receiver, you're behind. That's not good. You can't. That can't be the case.
Led the team in receptions last year, yeah.
And I know Kyle Williams and what's the kid's name? Efton Chisholm.
Excuse me. Future Patriots Hall of Famer and Eastern Washington legend, Efton Chisholm.
Easton Chisholm. Whatever Chisholm he is.
Easton Bound and Chisholm.
He's not the guy buying the Celtics. If we're counting on Kyle Williams and Easton Chisholm to be like high-impact receivers.
Efton
Chisholm. That's going to be a problem. Like that. Those guys should be gravy. Those guys, and I know Matt Collins, I'm starting to lean more and more like they're going to have to lean on Matt Collins, especially if Pop Douglas isn't as good as I think he is.
Oh my God,
just lean on him in the red zone, that's all. Five catches, five touchdowns off of 31 receptions last
year. How we get into the red zone?
You know what? That's where we get Travion. Boom, baby. Hand it off to Travion.
Run, pass, touchdown.
Now, Mac Hollins did thrive in the Josh McDaniels offense. Was it 23 or 22? 22,
yes.
When he had like 57 for like six touchdowns. Yeah. So, but like, if the phrase lean on and Mac Hollins, those two are in the same sentence, as opposed to lean on Mac Hollins for funny videos of him walking in without shoes on,
stupid shoes.
This offense is the word I would have just said that rhymed with trucked.
And the one name we haven't talked about, and I don't even know that I've read a lot about.
Kendrick Bourne?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Kendrick Bourne.
What are we doing there? That's another guy I would say.
I don't think he's going to be on the team.
There's an opportunity here. I know everybody falls in love with Diggs, but Kendrick Bourne is the guy who's now a year removed from the ACL. Like, he's the guy who should be ready to catapult back to what he was pre-injury. And he was pretty good in his first season here under who?
Oh, Josh McDaniels.
Right? Like, isn't there a chance that they rekindle? Everybody's on the Matt Collins was good. Well, Kendrick Bourne, I remember people were calling him like a poor man's Deebo Samuel. Yep. He can make plays.
Yep. He wanted to be in 2022, but then Jordan didn't like him.
That's a good point. Jordan may have screwed it up.
The one thing that was knocking against him was he wasn't lining up right. He wasn't the plays. And that's I just worry about the system being too much for him. I think that was part of the knock on him earlier.
Are we making too much of this 2 weeks into passing camps?
This is what we do. No.
No, I know it's what we do, but Ted Johnson, the football player.
You know what? If I was a coach of this team, this stuff would worry me. It's little things, but little things add up to being big things.
And little things, you're behind, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're utilizing days, but you're kind of wasting them. You're not putting, because if you put a good day out there, then you build on that one the next day, right? If you put a crappy day on there, you got to go and kind of clean up the crappy day, so now you haven't advanced as much as you would have. So there's a finite number of these in the NFL.
I'm used to playing on teams at the end of my career where it was just such a fine-tuned machine in the offseason, in-season. Yeah. It was, guys didn't show up out of shape. So you think of a professional organization, you don't have a lot of the stuff that we're talking about that's happening to this team happening.
Dan Ball.
To me, if you're a 7-win team, this is just part of the process. But if you're supposed to be a 9, possibly 10-win team, this is not what I want
to
hear.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm not feeling good about my 10-win prediction.
Dan's, it's a good point. I hear what happens with Steph Diggs. It wants me to lower my win total. I'm serious.
Come on over, Ted.
Well, yeah.
Come on over to the side of reason, my friend. There's plenty of room on the bench.
I made my prediction based on the information I had at that point. Now I have more information, and now I'm allowed to change my number. Beep. This is the kind of stuff that adds to and contributes to winning and losing. Is what you're doing in March and April has a profound effect on what you do in September.
And this could be the first month they lose, because I heard they won March and they won April, and now in May
they are losing May.
They're not doing a great job.
Dan,
you're right. For a team that I believe we had it was the most bet over at 8.5. The number was set at 8.5. They were the most bet over. Does this feel like May momentum for the most bet over in football? It doesn't.
No. It feels like you'll hear momentum for the most bet under when the end of June comes around.
Wow, Vegas is making their money back. That's why. Vegas always, the house always wins. And they also got.
If you remember when I was yelling at Ted and he was yelling back at me, that was part of my argument is that they knew the Patriots were so overhyped. They were trying to get people to spend some money the other way.
Bloated.
So you're the
smart one. You're right.
I can't take victory laps around here.
Wait till the end of the season. We'll see who was right.
Nah, anybody can do that.
It's not true till a caller says he's intelligent, Ted.
There you go.
let's squeeze in a phone call, 617-779-7937. Our buddy, I told you guys at some point, the all-nighter mixed with our friends at Lucky Energy would take me a little bit off the rails. There it was right there. Coach in New Hampshire, what are your thoughts on the Patriots, Coach?
Great show as always. Three quick nuggets. You're a little hard on my boy, Kayshon Booty. He was one of the receivers that made plays last year. Secondly, don't even worry about Bradbury at center, because I believe the diamond in the rough is the center from Georgia. Lastly, I love that Ted said, well, if I was the coach. Here's my segue. If that was cocaine on that boat, okay. But then here's the thing. If he was using it, look, Mike Vrabel is taking over a team that's won 8 games in 2 years. If he was already established 5-6 years in, you know, that might be a different way to handle the situation.
Coach, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Coach,
yeah,
that's
we use similar words when I'm coaching. It's just not on the air.
So, this is me being the devil's advocate. Didn't Jabril Peppers have a cocaine charge?
Yes.
And wasn't it in the police report that he allegedly acknowledged it?
He said it's my cocaine. It's done. It's why it's expunged. Like, the NFL has done nothing with it.
Okay, so
it's all the videos, pictures are always more powerful.
You're right.
It's always more powerful when you see it and you can see it. That's just the way it is. It just makes a difference.
That's fair.
It's just not what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Right now,
it doesn't feel
think
great
about it, if you think about it,
because it is something. It's like, okay, you know, you don't really want to cut them over this, but you also you want to handle it in a way that is going to profoundly impact the whole team and set a tone. If you ignore it, don't talk about it, then it allows other guys to maybe do similar type stuff.
So cocaine is a major talking point. The quarterback couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. The receivers are fat, out of shape, and can't catch. And the number four overall pick left tackle can't block anyone. Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
I think things are going great.
Bad month.
Yes,
man.
It is.
I was just thinking, like, how much lesser of a story or could have put the story out if he just showed up to OTAs yesterday and balled out. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100% changes.
Exactly.
I told you, the worst part for me is, in conjunction with the video, he's not at OTAs. Like, that's a double-dip bad sign, mm-hmm. message, impact, the whole thing. And, well, the other issue is, I don't know if he's ready to ball out.
Recovering from an ACL.
I know, but he's got all these great videos all over IG. Another dump today. Did you guys see him? There were three or four new videos. Oh, wow, he can run through cones, and he can look great.
Okay, how about minicamp coming up in 2 weeks?
Will he be out there?
If he's there, what if he shows up and absolutely just rips it up then? Will we all just
he won't be full participant.
Yeah, I don't think he will. Way. I don't think he's going to be a full participant in the beginning of camp. Your best scenario for him is the back end of training.
Yeah, you're not going to see him balling out in practice.
You're going to see red jerseys from Stephon Diggs for quite a bit of time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
It's an interesting song choice by Nick. I'm not sure how that relates to anything we've discussed
Random.
Today.
Random.
Just a big Clapton fan.
Mm-hmm. So that was Phil Perry on the offense and Drake May yesterday. An uneven day.
Yeah.
I guess that's progress from four picks. I mean, I'll acknowledge
that. Step in the right direction.
At least the guy, I don't want to say didn't turn it over, because as you heard Phil say, they fumbled the final snap, but no interceptions out of Drake May. I think Dobbs did have one yesterday. But that's progress for the offense. Still uneven. Defense ahead of the offense.
concerning, or are all your fears after the four pick day kind of out the window and it's just, you know, whatever, it's early, it's OTAs, no big
deal? Yeah, I think it's mostly that. It's early, it's OTAs, it's a new offense, it's new teammates for Drake May. So, yeah, I'm not just completely dismissing four picks, but you're saying, all right, it's early, it's May, we still have a long way to go here. So
he doesn't have Party Boy out there yet.
Doesn't have our guy Diggs, no. Not yet. Doesn't have Pink Cocaine himself running routes for him, which should be his best receiver at some point whenever he does return. So, I mean, you got to sort of start somewhere, and it seems like they got a long way to go. But the good news is you got a lot of days between now and the start of the season.
Drake May yesterday, 9 of 17. His day ended, as you heard, with a fumbled snap. Not very efficient, says Mark Daniels. Patriots defense looks ahead of the offense. I mean, is that potentially part of the story? Defense is way improved.
Yeah, I mean,
not to let the offense off the hook, but is there a chance the defense is just good?
The defense should be good, although I thought it was going to be better last year than it was, and
Me too. It sucked.
Now, they did bring in a lot of new guys, right? So you're not simply saying, oh, Mike Vrabel's going to coach him up and Terrell Williams is going to coach him up. No, you went out and got a player or two at every level of the defense that should be better than what you had a year ago. Like, you have good corners. I think your safeties are fine, but you have better linebackers. You have better defensive front. So, yeah, I mean, I think top 10 defense for the upcoming season is not out of the realm. And in fact, if any of our numbers are right about win, like 9 or 10 wins, they probably better have a top 10 defense, because I think the hope would be more middle of the pack offense, right? Like, take that step forward and then sort of see where it goes. But defense, if it's not in the top 10, that path to the playoffs, I think, is going to be a lot more difficult.
This was Mike Vrabel, and you heard this live on Jones and Keefe yesterday. We carried it live. But this is Vrabel before yesterday's OTA session. He was asked about May's interceptions from the week prior. I don't know. Give this a listen and see if he sounds a little lukewarm on Drake May, if he sounds fully bought in on Drake May. Make your own decision. This was Vrabel yesterday.
Last time we were out here for practice, Drake had a few interceptions. Do you care? How do you view moments like that on a practice field?
Well, I care. I think that I care about every player's performance and that we continue to improve, and that there has been great improvement over, you know, the day. Everybody's going to have a bad day. There's a lot of reasons that, you know, go into it. We're not going to analyze every single practice and have explanations for things that came up. But the command, the operation, all those things have continued to improve. And I don't know who asked me, but, you know, what I thought would be a successful day. And then, sure enough, I told you those things weren't going to happen. So hopefully the operation, the communication today, the execution has got to be better. We only have so many of these opportunities. And I'm hopeful that in front of us, the crowd, the media, that we have a better day.
Okay, and they did. I mean, they had a better day. I wouldn't call it a great day. Phil called it uneven.
Yeah. A step forward.
Yeah.
A slight step forward.
I do like that Vrabel acknowledged, though, like, yeah, I care. We're not trying to throw four picks from our starting quarterback in our first team offense.
But why else would they be out there?
I like that he acknowledged though. Like, let's not brush it off. Like, Drake May might see this, and if you're like, it's no big deal, it's just May, I don't think that conveys the right message. If you're saying, well, yeah, I care, and yeah, we're paying attention to it, and hopefully we have a better day. I mean, hopefully he's saying the same thing behind closed doors, but I think these public messages are important. They filter back to the team, and they should put an emphasis on these things. As you just said, they do it for a reason.
Yeah, not to go full Allen Iverson, right, about, like, you know, practice, but, like, you're doing it for a reason. You're trying to get better. You have a long way to go. And then specifically with this one, because it's a group that we haven't seen play together. We haven't seen them play under Josh McDaniels, and they're not, like, an established group, right? Like, if you told me, you know, 2011, Tom Brady didn't look good in one of these practices, you'd be like, who cares?
Yeah.
I don't care. In fact, I don't even need him to practice.
Big deal.
Right. Like, there's a bunch of guys where you're like, sit him down until the season starts. My favorite thing is 07. Randy Moss didn't play until the first week of the season. He, like, wasn't even around. And it was like, there he goes, and he was awesome. Those guys were, like, already Hall of Famers at the time. This is a completely different story. So every little thing that you do, like, it should matter. And Vrabel made that clear.
And especially with a second-year quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can weigh in on this. 617-779-7937. We're starting Patriots, Steph Diggs, and the fallout from the boat video that was circulating yesterday with whatever was in the little baggie. Drake May, a better, still not great day for the Patriots offense. Your expectations there. We're going to talk to Bradfo at 11:30. Rob Bradford, WEEI.com. Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. We'll get some thoughts on the Red Sox coming up as well. Another great outing for them yesterday.
No, it wasn't.
Some very, very, very satisfactory answers, I thought, from Craig Breslow
today.
Doesn't
sound like a robot at all.
On the Greg Hill Show. Sounds like Roman Anthony. They're ready to call him up. Yeah. All the good things you wanted to
hear.
And
it makes sense. You hear it and you're like, all right, what are you saying? It makes a lot of sense to me.
At high noon, we're going to go on the clock. We're going to fix the Red Sox in just 60 seconds.
Good.
They got problems. We're fixing them. We'll hear from you as well. Plus, Rich Keefe has a preview of a few sports docs on Netflix.
Ooh.
And a Key for Madness at 12:45. Stay tuned for all that. In the meantime, let's knock out some phone calls here. Franco is in Eastie. What's up, Franco?
Hey, what's going on, man? First off, I wanted to talk about the Stephon Diggs thing.
Sure.
I feel like a lot of people aren't really listening to what he said to those girls when he handed them that bag. That's how you'll know. You know if it was a substance or not. You know, that's all I got to say, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he said, what, don't take the whole thing?
Yeah, hang on. We read all this yesterday. Complex, one of my favorite.
Yeah, you're always on Complex.
One of my favorite websites.
You have the subscription?
Had a good breakdown.
Yeah.
He said, what's my name? The women said, they start calling him daddy.
Yeah.
He says, no, I'm Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat.
Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat, which is a long name. But I like it. Like, Mr. Make It Happen is good, but then when you, like, add the detail on a boat.
On a boat.
You're not Mr. Make It Happen on land.
No.
Mr. Make It Happen on
a
boat.
When I'm out on the open ocean, I will make it happen.
So this season, we have to decide right now as a show, do we call Steph Diggs Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat or Pink Cocaine?
Or Daddy.
I'm not calling him that.
Well, that's an option.
I'm not calling him that.
Well, let's make a
if
poll.
If you want to put that on the boat, yeah, great. If you want to put it on there, fine.
Yeah.
Say my name.
I think it has to be one of the two.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat is probably a little bit more.
It's a little wordy.
That's Mr. Unlimited territory, though.
Yeah.
A little
Unlimited.
Bit.
Unlimited.
Yeah, but Mr. Unlimited was calling himself Mr. Unlimited.
And he's calling himself Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat.
I bet those girls called him that, too. I got a feeling those girls also said that.
He then whipped out a
Unlimited.
Careful, a small
you gotta
baggie.
Be unlimited.
He whipped out a small baggie, Keith.
Okay.
Is what?
It looks more like a tin.
He took. Oh, you think it was a tin?
No, actually, maybe it was a baggie.
You know what? Complex calls it a small container with an unknown substance.
All right.
And if it is pink cocaine, I don't know what it is.
It was Big League Chew.
But if it is pink cocaine, that actually isn't cocaine, as we discussed yesterday.
No, it's not.
Ketamine.
It's
MDMA, methamphetamine. Maybe it's just caffeine.
It's like a chef salad.
Tusi. As we discussed yesterday, that's a street name for it.
Yeah, thanks.
But he warned the gals, don't take all of it, I think is probably what he's referencing. Which...
He's talking about that.
Yeah.
Just so we're clear. You never know what's going to be tossed around out there.
No.
So.
No, you do not.
So the last call just wanted to point us in the direction that it may have been some sort of narcotics.
It may or may not be drugs.
Okay.
Which, you know, allegedly.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Now, look, I don't know how these road shows go, Keith.
Maybe I'd like to try them in some of that cocaine.
I don't know how these road shows go.
Yeah.
But I'm very curious to find out.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
It can also mean drugs.
Our good pal JP in North Providence has some thoughts on the outing tonight. What's up, JP?
Jones, Keith, I got a quick Keefspiracy before some tips on Newport.
Okay.
Maybe the grave digger was trying to do bear versus shark, and he was going to toss him in the water to see if the sharks win on this one. You never know. Could be a tribute to your show.
Sure.
As far as tonight, I got a couple of questions, suggestions. One, Jones,
Suggest a quad dog. We already got that suggested.
No, don't ask.
Yes, I'm wearing flip-flops.
Do you have an Izod sweater over your shoulder?
I did pack a quarter zip. I have that packed.
Okay. How late will you guys be there? Because I'm going to try to get there from Boston because I don't live far from there. Will you be there at 9 o'clock, 8:30? Okay. How late?
Yes. Well, 7:30 to 9:30 is the official on paper, but really TBD.
Great.
I mean, really, who knows how late, JP?
And you want to go to One Pelham East with Wiggy afterwards. They got Sugar Babies there. It's a good cover band. Hop in place on a Thursday right in Newport Brick Market.
Cover band. And then Wiggy.
Thanks, JP.
Wiggy will claim he was never there in the first place.
Never there.
Tomorrow
is
what he's going to claim. Okay. But yeah, no, we're at the landing tonight. Greg told me you're not going to be there for the dinner beforehand, correct?
No.
Greg told me I'm on the hook for dinner, which I'm admittedly a little nervous about. But yeah, we'll be at the landing tonight, and then we'll be at the Lobster Bar tomorrow in Newport. It is a Greg Hill show, road show, after show.
That's it.
Jones and Keefe there tomorrow, 10 to 2. 617-779-7937. We'll get to the Red Sox coming up. I also want to get to what I think was an actual coaching moment yesterday from Vrabel. Unlike Jerod Mayo, this guy's actually going to coach the team. Let's get to it next.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Pardon the pun, very on the nose.
What is this song about? I feel like I'm not great sometimes with these lyricists. You're just like, man, what is the meaning of this
song? You know
song?
What? I don't like songs that make you think.
Yeah. I'll tell you flat out. I love cocaine.
I'm not trying to use
sing
my,
about it.
Not trying to use my brain.
No.
I'm not trying to do that. Yeah. Just hit me over the head with it, please.
To be clear, pink cocaine, not actually cocaine.
No.
Despite the snappy name.
No, that would be a much wordier. Yeah. I love the methamphetamine. I love the ketamine.
The ketamine.
I love MDMA. The Molly. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, again, just kind of an out-of-nowhere song selection by
Nick. Nick's crushing it this first hour.
I mean, good start. No pun intended.
I'm out of cocaine songs.
No pun intended.
No, you're not.
Nick, absolutely crushing it. You heard the story there from Tommy Curran.
Yep.
On the Pats Talk podcast yesterday. Mike Vrabel was walking off the practice field with Javon Baker yesterday after practice, continuing to coach him based on one play. I'm reading here from Reese. Baker caught a deep pass. Appearing to push off, recess. So he pushed off.
Pass interference.
And
got
he
it.
Actually caught one, which I Whee! Understand him being very excited
He's
about.
He's got to be thrown.
He actually caught a pass.
Good for him.
He had to shove the defender over to do it.
It's okay.
But he actually caught a pass, and he celebrated afterwards.
Great.
Very on brand.
I kind of like it.
Vrabel wanted him back in the huddle quickly and let him know in decisive terms.
Dude had a delay game in a practice.
So in real time, Vrabel's like, you clown, get back in the huddle.
Yeah.
And then after the practice is over, he was still in his ear.
Coaching.
He was coaching him up
is what he was doing.
Coming off the field, which I do find refreshing, not to keep comparing everything to Mayo a year ago.
Yeah, but it was the last coach, so that's what it is.
But I don't, I remember plenty of stories about these guys acting like clowns last year. I don't remember a lot of coaches reeling them in, so I find that refreshing.
No. In fact, and this one ended up getting solved. But remember early on in camp, Judon came out, then he left, then he came back out. He was, like, sitting around the pads, not doing anything. Like, then he eventually got traded. But remember early on, it was kind of odd, like, what the hell was even going on with him. But this is good because Javon Baker, I feel like the outcomes for him are wild. Like, it could be cut. He could be cut immediately, maybe the most likely.
Uh-huh.
Could he be, like, the third or fourth best receiver on the team?
I mean, no.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think so.
Maybe it speaks more to the guys that are on the roster.
Did you see the video?
Which one?
Freeze Pops tweeted out yesterday.
He dropped the ball.
The first two guys through the line.
Well, one of them was Polk.
In the drill.
Yeah.
Are Polk and Baker.
The tough drill, though.
Consecutive passes. drop.
They weren't warmed up yet.
They hit them both in the hands. Oh, we have
it. It's on Twitch right now. Terp, great job.
So they're good defenders.
These two bozos.
And if you're saying defenders, it's four tackling dummies that aren't doing anything. And they go, like, to the other side of it. They throw the ball. They're standing in line. They're just wearing helmets. There's no other equipment. The ball is being tossed to him from, like, 6 yards away. That's insane.
Let me tell
Honestly, God, I don't say this often.
Polk looks cool, though. He's got, like, the sleeves rolled up. Like, Polk is looking good.
We do this drill in the backyard, little Cece Keefe. She's never dropped one. She's five.
This drill is actually about the ball down.
Yeah. Oh, they're playing defense now?
Yeah.
They moved Baker to defense?
Oh, my God.
That's what happens with the bad receivers, like, in college. They're like, all right, you do that happens to you twice, you're lining up a corner next week.
You want Wolves? Drafting history wrapped up in one clip.
Yep.
Great job by Freeze Pops. Those two morons.
And then cut to a 20-minute highlight video of Ladd McConkey.
So I'm sorry. So you think one of those guys might be the number four receiver is what I heard you say?
Javon Baker.
Okay.
I like that draft pick. He was terrible, but he also didn't really get a chance. Now, part of that, how bad was he in practice? We don't know. I feel like
Javon Baker's much more excusable than the Polk selection.
Yeah, because it was way lower. But I'm also saying we've seen more of Polk than Baker. So I feel like Polk, to me, there is no, like, multiple outcomes. Like, he stinks. I'm done with Polk.
Right. We actually
Baker's still a little bit unknown,
which is a bad sign, but it is at least unknown whether or not he can produce out there because he wasn't really out there.
But I also
Polk was out there and can't stay in bounds and can't catch and
I also love so you can't tell us we're making too big a deal out of OTAs if Javon Baker's celebrating a catch. If he's acting like he just scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Shoves down some fourth string defender.
It's like, dude, it's practice in May. Nobody has pads on. And he's dancing around and, like, not getting back to the huddle.
He couldn't catch with the blocking pads on him, so I understand why he's celebrating catching one down the field.
Those blocking pads are like 6 feet high.
Yeah, it's big.
Tall, you got to get past them to get freed up.
Unbelievable.
Back-to-back drops.
Do you think either of them are on the team, Baker or Polk?
Is Diggs starting the year on the team?
This, to me, is the loophole. That's the way one of them might sneak on. is if Diggs starts on PUP, which I think is likely.
So let's say Diggs starts the year of the team, just for giggles.
If Diggs starts the year of the team, those guys
Holland,
are cut.
Diggs, Holland, Williams.
Yep, Bourne.
Bourne. And Pop. Probably Pop or Booty.
I mean, I think, yeah.
Right now, all the there are
no, you're
six
right.
or seven guys ahead of last year's draft
And
class.
You're right. And even if Diggs starts on PUP, Booty should make it over these two.
He should.
Yeah, so these guys are cuts, I think.
Yeah. They better squeeze the ball a little bit there.
And Vrabel already yelling at one of them, probably not a great sign. Allen is in Nashville, but says he's got something for us tonight. Go ahead, Allen.
Oh, this is great. Maybe it's just advice.
Okay.
So I was, first of all, I agree with you on Vrabel. I like the attitude he has and how he's directing the team. But what I really wanted to call about was making sure you're going to be at the landing. And which one of you is the Korn fan?
I am.
That's Keith.
I am a huge fan of Korn. I think we're all fans of Korn. But
you gonna touch so Tunes a song over? What are you going to do?
No, I have something very special for you tonight. Just wanted to confirm you're going to be there.
I'll be there.
Before I brought it. It's not huge. It'll fit in a small bag.
Same.
So it's something very special from Korn. I worked with them while I was at Epic. So
okay.
I'm going to bring you something nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Alan.
Alan, I didn't realize you're in the music industry.
I love that.
Is that why you're in Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a lie. I'm actually in New York and Rhode Island.
Wait, what's a lie? You were in the music in industry? Okay, what? Wait, well, I'm just confused now.
I am getting a gift, right?
No, so Keith's getting a gift. Great. You're not getting anything.
That's fine.
I've been in the music industry for 33 years, and I'm bringing Keith a Korn gift. If you have a favorite band, let me know. Maybe I'll find another gift for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, that's awesome, Alan.
Alan, this is
we'll be there. I appreciate that.
What a generous.
I'll be the one with the fresh haircut.
What a generous man. I'll be the one dressed like my wife dressed me, because she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I'm excited about that.
I didn't know. Well, I was about to say we were getting gifts. You're getting a gift.
Do you think it's a 7-string guitar, which famously Korn plays?
He said it's small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a pick. I'd take a Korn pick.
A pick.
A pick would be sick. Or a drumstick.
Drumstick. Nice. Now we're talking. That a lock of like a.
Is it an old dread?
Yeah. It's like that's what I was just going to say. A lock of hair from his
dreads. It's a snare drum. I got to hold it all night. It's like, what do I do with this? Like, it's for you. Like, okay.
Well, I'm excited. Let me tell you, this thing's going one of two ways tonight, Keith.
It's going great.
It's either going to be epic or we're never going to be invited back, maybe to Newport again. Never mind on another road
Are
trip.
Are we the Polk and Baker of WEI? That's the concern.
Don't open that up to the people. I don't even want to hear how people react to that question. No. Take that one back.
Forget it. Dump that, Nick.
617-779-7937. We will be at the landing. Bring gifts for Keith.
I'm excited to hear what more cocaine songs Nick could come up with during the show.
Yeah, and I don't
There's
know
gotta
why,
be more. Nick.
I don't understand why he's on just this this path today. It's really above my head, but it's been you're getting a lot of shout outs on the text line, Nick, for your song choices today. They're loving it.
Coming up in a moment, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and then the news with Courtney at 7:45 this morning, and front office report with Craig Breslow on the current state of the Boston Red Sox, which is a disaster.
Craig.
With a capital D. 9 o'clock is the front office report. This is Bill from Newton. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
I honestly can't believe that you guys think Stephon Diggs would be dumb enough to actually be dabbling in cocaine. I mean, the guy's been a model citizen his entire career, other than his whining as a diva, as a wide receiver, which every single one of them are. Mm-hmm. He was great in Minnesota. He was great in Buffalo. He's ridiculously well-spoken. He's incredibly intelligent. There's no chance he'd be stupid enough to do this. None whatsoever. Also, I agree with Wiggy. If he was burying his face in a pile of cocaine on a video, he'd be done.
Yeah.
Absolutely done after he got arrested.
Well, I mean, I don't know that you're done. You're saying it's just the video.
Wait, where would he be arrested if he was caught on camera doing cocaine?
Why would he be arrested if he was caught on camera?
I said where. Explain that to me. Work that for me. How would that happen? So somebody posts a video of Diggs on a boat allegedly snorting cocaine. who would come to his house and arrest him?
Probably the authorities after they verified the video.
I mean, the Patriots had a player that was found with cocaine.
Yeah, I was going to say no judgment here, but there's a guy playing for the New England Patriots this season who the police found cocaine on.
Right.
But there was no video.
We're not talking about a video. He's saying arrested. So if the authorities get to your house and they find cocaine, you're still playing for the Patriots.
Yeah, but you are getting arrested if they find cocaine in your house.
Right, but a video of you using it, they don't just look. No. I mean, you think in Miami, if they arrested everybody doing cocaine there'd be two people out.
I get what you're saying, yeah, but.
All right. Curtis, you know what? You're probably right. Maybe he doesn't get arrested, but.
Thank you.
If it's found out to be true to be cocaine, you think they're just going to put him in a program and then bring him back in 6 months?
Jabril Peppers is on the Patriots. What more evidence do you need?
Did he get acquitted? Didn't he get acquitted?
No, he had a plea deal.
Domestic violence thing or whatever, but he had cocaine on him.
Yeah,
it wasn't his.
I think he copped.
Is this 2025 or 1982? No, I don't know what we're living in.
Bill, I think he copped to the cocaine.
Listen, when's the last time you saw an athlete on video with cocaine? You haven't. This would be something new. It would be different. Yeah.
It was Max Lane in Nashville, but he would retire.
No, I
the man is a listener of this show.
It's a joke. God in heaven.
I will give you that maybe you are right, Wiggy, that he's not dumb enough to do something like that, so it must be something else.
Yeah, and I agree with Bill to a certain extent. Like, if this video of him is his nose buried in coke, the Patriots are probably cutting him. They're not going to keep him around. Yeah. I get the Jabril Peppers thing that, you know, but there's no, the video changes so much more when it comes to an organization and how they handle a guy. And if there's video of him, you know, Tony Montana, nose deep in it, and, like, I don't think Vrabel's going to, or even Robert Kraft is going to want that headache.
No. And I'm sure that you will get to at some point here from Stefon Diggs on what was going on.
I hope he just rolls out whatever that is and, like, shows it to the media. And he's like, hey, guys, like, look, it's just a lighter.
Right.
Everybody relax.
It's Pop Rocks.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a big fan of rock candy.
Those are my favorite calls where they say I'm an idiot for believing something, and then by the end of the call they say you're right. I love that.
This is Randy from Providence, Rhode Island. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
I think that, we got to give Diggs a chance to respond himself to the video. I do think that the likelihood is that there's going to be a lot of this, right, because he's got kind of a famous girlfriends, and there's going to be a lot of attention, a lot of cameras. Mm-hmm. I wonder what Vrabel's patience overall for it is.
Yeah. That is an interesting question because of Cardi B.
Yes.
But I think Vrabel understands, though. I mean, as a coach, you have to understand that guys have social lives. And so he might be dating somebody famous, but if that's happened before. Before in the NFL,
Tom Brady?
Travis Kelce, we talk about all the time. So I don't think Vrabel looks at it that way. And I think he knows that guys, a lot of them probably live in Miami. And when they get a weekend, you think they're going to stay in Boston? No, they're going to jump on a plane and head down to Miami and hang out and, party, do whatever it is that they do. And I think Vrabel understands that as a coach. He's been coaching in an era where he knows that. It's not like he, coached 40 years ago and he's new to coaching.
Yeah, I mean, I think he hopefully is going to be focused when it comes to Steph Diggs on what he is able to do on the field, as long as he's not creating, some kind of incident that is a big deal when it comes to the guys that are in the locker room. And he's going to have to talk about it. Vrabel's not. That wasn't the only time he's going to be asked about it.
Right.
So,
it's probably more annoying than anything for Vrabel because he has to, like you said, he has to talk about it. So when these situations come up, people are going to constantly ask about it until there's proof that exonerates him in the public perception.
The more I think about it, too, like, we keep forgetting that Cardi B was on this boat as well. There's not randos on this boat. Like, this has to be an inner circle. Cardi B's not just going on a boat, on a yacht out in the ocean with random people. She's got security. She's got a tight inner circle. So whoever's taking this video, like, you're not taking a video to screw somebody over. This isn't a fanboy or girl. To me, it's getting wilder and wilder the more I think about it, that that would actually be cocaine.
Because the video, whoever put up the, did the video probably posted it on their social media.
Right.
So, you know, and you're right. Whoever's hanging on that boat knows Steph Diggs, knows Cardi B, and is not going to put him on blast.
Incriminating things.
Yeah.
And the other thing, just to finalize how the Patriots have reacted to this, you know, the first day that Jabril Peppers was off the commissioner's exempt list, he was at practice. And he told a judge January 23rd of 2025 that the cocaine on him was his. He said, yes, sir.
Yeah. He copped to it.
So, like, to say that that's all of a sudden going to be something that ends a career is
no, no,
laughably
no. We said we said if it was on video, if a guy is nose deep in coke on video,
I don't agree. I don't think it would end your career.
That's completely different than after the fact, no one's seen anything, and then a report comes out that he copped to having drugs on him.
Right.
And there's a domestic case.
If I got blackballed by the NFL for having cocaine on video, I would say, Jerry Jones, you're up. Like, I mean, these owners have a tough time having a straight face trying to enact that kind of
policy. Right, but they blackball people all the time. Look at Colin Kaepernick. The guy's still trying to play in the NFL.
Well,
people they're not honest oftentimes when they're asked about these things. Also,
what's that?
About allegations of things. I mean, Ken said Chime was nose deep in a bar pizza last week, and he denied it.
Right.
Continued to deny it.
Deny, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.